Welcome back.
Welcome to the Tay Time podcast. So we teased at it a little bit
last week,
and now it's fully ready. By the time you guys are seeing this episode, we should have already launched it. Like, we would have announced it today, which is really funny because this is actually tomorrow. So when we're recording, but yeah, no. So we have decided to go with Patreon. And we will have the 3 monthly extra episodes there on Patreon. You know, the video will be there. And obviously, I'll also do my best to link the audio in there as well. So we'll have the audio and the video. And then the audio, because of Patreon and Spotify's little, you know, thing together, you'll be able to access the audio directly. If your Patreon's linked to your Spotify, you'll be able to access the audio directly through Spotify. And then if the... you're using like Apple Music or something or anything like that, you'll have to copy the RSS link and then put it in that. But Patreon explains how to do that. Either way, you can watch the videos on Patreon. And for the price of $4 a month, we wanted to do €3.
Yeah.
Like, you know, but three obviously, episodes. You know, 3 episodes, €3. But unfortunately, like, Patreon is in dollars. So we had to do the dollar amount. So we did $4. And so hopefully you guys are okay with that. Really hope you guys like that and you support. And so, as we said, like, just a reminder, the first week of the month, it will always be your normal Reddit episode story, which is free. And then the corresponding 3 following weeks after that are the extra episodes that will be on Patreon.
So just to reiterate, your usual Tay Time schedule will not be impacted
at all.
We will still be here every week for free.
For free, you just get an extra additional 3. So instead of getting 4 episodes of us talking to a mic and pointing at you, you will get 7 episodes. What a bargain for only $4.
Yeah.
Oh, and my God.
Disclaimer as well. I think it's really important to say that the Reddit stories that we will be reading will be available on the socials.
Just the story, though.
Just the story itself.
Not
it's the conversation
whole.
That you're getting extra.
Exactly.
So before it's like, oh, these are the same stories that are on Instagram. Yes, that's the disclaimer. They are the same stories that you've seen. But, you know, maybe you shared a story with us and you want to hear what we have to say. That's how you'll be able to access
exactly. It. You like, we put up on Patreon, as you guys can go and check out now, in the link wherever you follow us. You know, it's gonna be in our link tree, everything like that. You get with the $4 and the bonus episodes, obviously our eternal gratitude that you're even willing to pay to even listen to 3 extra episodes of us.
Why should it be like 2 people in there?
That's fine. Oh, yeah. I would, even one person makes me happy, honestly. Yeah, like, you know, and obviously, thank you. We'll obviously say thank you, personal thank you. Like,
so
the
first episode will drop on Wednesday, the 13th of December. At what time?
At 7 a.m. So you'll get
Irish Standard Time,
which is GMT00 right now or whatever. But yeah, no. So we were gonna get to that after telling you what you're getting, but no.
Yeah, joking. But there's still more. You know?
Exactly. So essentially, like, for every week, we will aim every Wednesday 7 a.m. Like, I'm not gonna say 100% 99, but 99% of the time, you will always have your extra bonus episode.
It's not every Wednesday.
Well, every 3 Wednesdays in the month. Right, you will get your extra bonus episode 7 a.m. on a Wednesday, and starting next week Wednesday, after you listen to this. So if you guys want to go, run to Patreon right now.
If you're not familiar, Patreon is an app that you can download on your phone
or a website,
but, you know, if you're whatever used to apps, so you can download Patreon, make an account, and then either, like Farouk said, click the link in our bios and our link trees and then get there, or search us up.
Yeah, Tay Time Podcast. You know what it is.
So, yeah, mark the date.
Yeah, and hopefully you guys are willing to do it. And, you know, we think you'll enjoy the bonus episodes. Obviously, it's a lot more chill, different setting, you know. So you can notice it. It feels different, you know. So, like, that way, at least, you know, we feel like you're going to get your $4 worth.
Yeah.
You know, your $4 worth every month. So.
Yeah. But yeah, that's our little announcement before we get started. And now on to our weekly stand-up. So So do you want to start?
So my weekly stand-up is I recently got back into Fortnite. That is my weekly stand-up. So some of you may know that Fortnite just recently did an OG season where, like, the it wasn't like the actual first season, but like some of the best parts of the first initial seasons was done again. So like for 4 weeks, every week they changed the map a little bit towards getting back to the Big Bang event, you know. So like they kind of did all this stuff, and I went back in. I was like, oh, yo, this is fun. Like, don't get me wrong, I was playing a little bit of Fortnite here and there sometimes, but not really. And then I started playing again this last season. And I just started enjoying it again. And I was like, you know what? I'll stay for the season. And obviously, you know, your boy, I'm good at games. So I've just been getting dubs. And then this season, like, everything is different. They changed it up. It's really crazy. And it was fun, like, getting dubs in duos, getting dubs in squads, getting dubs in trios. But I played, like, 10 matches or, like, 15 matches now or solos. And every time, Nicholas saw it. God is my witness. 4 games in a row, I came second place, like, because I just did stupid things, like, you know, stupid things. So yeah, I know it's been annoying. Probably by the time you hear this, I probably would have already gotten my solo in, but I've been playing mostly duos and stuff.
I mean, that's tomorrow. That's a big
Fuck you. Like, this is coming from someone who always get, like, at least 1 in 10 games I always get dubs. So I will. I have to make up for it now because I have like 5 or 6 more games to hit 20 games, and then. Like, I have to get 2, so to keep my statistic of, like, you know, 10% of the time, you know, at least, you know, whatever. And for people who are only 1 in 10, you go play Fortnite, and then you go tell me you can't do more than that.
Every kid plays Fortnite.
Yeah, exactly. And I know you guys don't have my numbers. I know you don't have, your brothers don't have my numbers. Your sisters don't have my numbers. Get out of here.
That's for you, Chloe.
Yeah. You know, like, even 1 in 5. To be honest, like, well, I don't know why I was being conservative. It's like 1 in 5, so I need to get like 4 wins. Anyway,
and now he's gonna lose every single.
And then they also came up with Lego Fortnite, which is essentially Minecraft. For anyone who knows what Minecraft is, I'm not gonna explain what Minecraft is. Go get out of a rock, because everyone knows what Minecraft is. Like, but it's essentially Minecraft with Legos in Fortnite. It's kind of crazy. At first I was like, but I played literally just before this, and I'm actually getting into it a little bit. So I'm like, oh God, look, the nostalgia.
I wish you got this excited going on dates with me or something.
Actually, that might be Nicoletta's weekly stand-up. I'm not too sure. Is yours gaming related?
No.
Okay, then obviously the biggest news everyone knows, GTA 6 got announced. Insane. Like, guys, I was in secondary school, or as you guys Americans will call it, like, middle school. No, because it was like when I was in third year of things. So like, or high school, because I was either in third year or fifth year.
I was in fifth year.
I was third. Okay, so when I was in a freshman in high school, okay, or I was in fifth year of secondary school for us over here, GTA is when GTA 5 came out. I am now 26 years old. It's been over nearly 11 years since the last GTA came out. Guys, this is a big thing. Like, they nearly broke the record. So, they did break the record. This week's end up is going long.
It's ridiculous.
I know, but it's content, guys. But
you already have 1. This is 3.
This is the last thing I'll say. But GTA broke the record for the most views on YouTube for a video that isn't a music video, because it's being held by that goddamn freaking BTS video, because that army is dangerous. But they were so close to breaking it. And that is all. Thank you. Nicoletta, please, what is your weekly stand-up?
2 minutes later. My weekly stand-up is more of a bit of a side eye to... I saw this TikTok, right, of a girl who said that she only puts soap on her bits and her underarms. And then the rest is just whatever.
Just let God do the work.
Yeah. But you've seen, I've sent it to you.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. You're acting surprised.
No, I'm like,
Yeah, so that's a bit of a side eye to me, because how do you lather yourself? How do you clean yourself?
Obviously with soap and an African sponge. African net, because it's not really a sponge. Well, sponge net, whatever you want to call it. Mm. And, you know, you scrub dub everywhere, even in between your toes. Everywhere.
Yeah, like this girl was saying that her back has never been washed, basically, because how are you meant to get there?
What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? Like, I even struggle to wash, like, my back, because I can never get back to, like, all different parts of my back, blame mobility, whatever you want to call it. And so I always go with my sponge, African net. And I'm like,
yeah, I'm the same. Like, you know? I'd squirt the soap on the net.
Yeah, and then you rub it. And then so it lathers.
You like scrub everything, head to toe.
Yes, every single area of your body. Yeah. Because if you're not doing that.
But then I put like extra soap when I'm done. Put like extra soap in my hands and then rewash my armpits and my bits.
Yeah, because you get sweaty.
You know? No, I mean after the shower.
Yeah, what do you mean?
As in, I'm in the shower. I'm using
at the end of the shower.
And then I go again.
Yeah, before you get out.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you get sweaty.
What? You get sweaty in the shower.
After doing all that work of washing your whole body, sometimes you get sweaty again and then you have to rewash it.
What are you talking about getting sweaty in the shower?
You get re-sweaty and then you go like, I don't get sweaty like that, by the way, guys. I just mean like it's a mental thing. Like, I feel like, oh, let me rewash them just to make sure they're extra clean. Extra clean, you know, gets a little bit of sweat built up, you know.
Anyways, that was my weekly stand-up, and weekly stand-up's over. We are into the meat and potatoes of today's episode, which is businesses versus consumerism. So, you know, it's kind of like a take on impact on environment, the world, all that good stuff. And obviously, we're both very aware that both have a massive impact. But to make it more interesting, we decided to each take one side and debate for the one side.
More like Nicoletta gave me a side. Nicoletta picked a side. And then she's like, you take this other side. That's what happened. She basically was like, Farouk, I have a great idea for an episode. This is what we're going to do. I'm going to take... she said, this is the idea. We're each going to take a side. But... I'm going to take consumerism. You're going to take business. And I was like, that is fine.
Fair enough. So that's exactly what we're going to do today. And what better way to start?
Than to be like, businesses are ruining the world.
With a story time.
Oh, story time.
That's always how the topic starts.
Guy, how am I meant to know?
Because we do this every episode. Well, 120 episodes in.
And like, you didn't, like, you can change up the formula.
Listen, okay. Onto the story that triggered the topic. So, blaming corporations instead of consumers for damaging the environment is just an excuse to not even slightly change our way of living. I've seen a trend emerging recently where someone will express a sentiment like, why should I use plastic straw while celebrities are using private jets? And then people reply that sentiment that in fact all consumer action is meaningless and big corporation and the major environmental polluters and carbon emitters anyway. And that's not the consumer's fault. It's that the companies don't give consumers an environmentally conscious choice. I think that's nonsense. People often point out that Coca-Cola is the biggest plastic polluter out there, but for as long as I can remember, they've always offered cans and glass bottles, which not only similarly priced, but are also infinitely recyclable and negligible losses and environmentally neutral when they break down to sand and rust. Consumers choose plastic bottles because it's more convenient, but no, it's Coca-Cola's fault for not magically making something that has all the benefits of plastic without any of its impacts because it's a big corporation. People complain about sustainable fashion being unaffordable, but every fast fashion outlet from Zara to H&M to Walmart offers cotton or even organic cotton options, but people have still made Shein and their plastic garbage clothing the biggest clothing manufacturer on earth. But no, it's a big fast fashion chain's fault, and I'm just a consumer. I won't have an impact.
Damn.
I'm sorry. I did pick it from a consumer side, which makes it more difficult for you.
Well, yeah, like, because I do, like, obviously, to preface this before I start playing devil's advocate or whatever the fuck, I do believe it's both sides. I believe technically consumers can do a lot. Due to the fact that buying power says everything we've learned. And I'm sure that's going to be one of your points from the freaking Starbucks fiasco. That boycott that we've seen right now. And like, even though it was only a 9% decrease, that's $11 billion in stock revenue that they just lost. So like, obviously, like, consumers have power. But don't worry, guys. You know me. I have a lot of points ready to show why the businesses are fucking up. You know?
Okay, go on.
But so kind of like touching on the point on the fact that like, yeah, oh my God, consumers need to do more and blah, blah, blah. Yes, true. But let me give you, and by the way, guys, this is off the rip, off the dome. This is how much knowledge you contain. I'm joking.
I'm so smart.
No, I'm joking. Essentially, like, a very good example of this, and call them dickheads, say you don't like it, say you do whatever, but Apple. Mm-hmm. Apple is a great example of this. They're on track, I think, is it by 2030 or 2040 or something, or 2025, something? I can't remember. I can't remember the number off the top of my head. But they're on track to be carbon neutral mm-hmm. in like every single thing across the board. Like in making iPhones, they're carbon neutral. Obviously, as we said, there's lots of ways to scapegoat this thing, and by buying carbon tax, like that's a thing you can do. Like, but we're not going to go into that. We're talking about the fact that this massive company that makes trillions of dollars a year, they're one of the most profitable companies in the world, can make such an impact, being like, screw the customers, we want to be, you know, green and environmentally mm-hmm. friendly, and by us doing that, it makes a massive difference. Like, yes, they remove the plugs because of carbon stuff, yes, they get money because now you have to buy plugs, but it actually does make an impact. Like, it's shown that it's made an impact, stuff like that. Like, and that's them choosing to do that. Companies have the power to mm-hmm. force the consumers to make environmental choices, as in, like, if they make it for you, you have no choice.
Yeah.
Do you get me? And Apple is a great example of that. Like, they're really well on their way, you know, on doing that. Even look at the new Apple Watches. I believe they're completely carbon neutral now, mm-hmm. you know, and other specific Apple items are completely carbon neutral and stuff like that. Like, there's things you can do, you know?
Absolutely, because they're providing an option for a consumer, right?
Yeah.
Which is like, it makes the consumer feel better buying it because they're going to buy it anyway, right? In this world, it's really difficult to live without like a phone. But the problem, I guess, that I have is the kind of like, at what point does personal accountability come into play? You know, like at what point, like, do you need to have the new iPhone every single year? Do you need to have like a new brand new phone? Why can't you get a secondhand phone? And I think we're seeing so much of the impact that it's had on like countries like Congo and like Sudan. We're seeing a lot of it come up in the media that's like, oh, like this is happening, right? So even if you weren't educated before, I think it's really difficult to not be educated today. There's so much shared online. And I think it's very like, it should make you a little bit more conscious about what you're spending your money on. And I think, you know, the phone example, it's like, okay, they're providing a good option, but had consumers not demanded so many iPhones every single year, that would have probably not been gone as far as it has in terms of, you know, gas emissions and stuff like that.
But it's not even just consumers. Like, at that point, like, you have to remember that, like, Apple puts out a new iPhone every year because they want to make money.
But there's demand.
Well, yeah, but they know the demand is there. But they know the demand is there.
But they can choose.
The same way they choose to remove the charging brakes out of every single iPhone they sell, they could choose to not release an iPhone every year.
Why would they choose to do
because
that?
Because obviously it's money on the table.
Yeah,
100%
and greed, right?
But once again,
like, if I'm selling smoothies outside and they sell out in, you know, the first 5 minutes, why shouldn't I make more? Let me make more.
Oh, yes. But at the same time, like, they can make money off lots of things, mm-hmm. like, and reduce their costs. Like, for example, they don't have to be carbon neutral. Like, it's not cost effective for them to be carbon neutral.
Yeah.
Like, remove the charging bricks example, you know, like their the plugs, remove that. Like, all the materials that they put into all these things, like the new Apple Watch and stuff like that, to make them like recyclable and carbon neutral, it's not like profitable, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, yes, you can, some may argue and say that, hey, in certain places they get, what's it called, tax, you know, incentives to be more carbon neutral.
Yeah.
They take whatever, but that's not across the board. Like, I would say, like, obviously someone can mathematically check this, I'd say it would probably be cheaper than them to take that tax hit mm-hmm. and still go get those super cheap, not recyclable materials that like are made in abundance, and then just sit down and say fuck it.
Yeah, no, for
you know
sure.
But they're choosing not to because, one, it helps their image, and yeah. two, it yeah. helps the environment,
which is what you want though, right? You want to create a brand you know, that is kind of like going in the right direction, because you know that it's the people's money that pay for all these items. And I think you touched on a good point about like taxes in place and stuff, and that's like kind of like the importance of having a government in place, right? Like, I was reading about we were talking to one of my friends about like owning a car in Singapore and how heavily taxed that is. Like, not everyone can afford to drive because public transport is very, very good, so they want to, you know, incentivize people to use the public transport instead. So I think that's where like it's difficult for the individual to make a choice when the only option is having a car, because you can't get anywhere, right? So that's when the government comes in. So it's kind of difficult to focus on these kind of things. Obviously, you can get like a hybrid car, an electric car, for sure. But if you, it's a little bit more expensive, you know, if you can't afford it. But I guess,
and that's just where companies come in, that companies should be selling their EVs at a cheaper rate, and they should be mass producing more of these than petrol cars. Like, companies have the power, absolute power, to force the consumer to be more environmentally friendly.
Yeah, but I, like I was saying, this is a bit more difficult because I'd rather not have to drive. I would rather be able to take a bus or a train directly to where I need to go.
Okay.
It's just not in place, right?
Yeah.
So then I, as a consumer, I'm left with a lot of options for cars, right? You happen to like your car and bad for the environment, da da da, whatever. But like, if I were to try to buy a car, I think I would struggle to financially pay for an electric car. And I think you're right in terms of like, okay, so then the consumer should make, the company should make it more affordable, but like the government should have an impact on that too.
Yeah.
It's a bit tricky here.
Yeah, well, like the thing is, at the end of the day, like, obviously the government can do as much as it wants, but at the end of the day, it comes down to businesses and consumers to make the choices.
Yeah.
And I think in this case that I'm arguing for, that businesses have the power to make that change, in the sense that, like, they can choose all these things, they can do whatever. Like, take for example, right, as we said, like, already the Apple move on to other things. Like, so many companies there, let's stick with the cars. So many companies can choose to, and obviously, like, it's not
possible. I actually wanted to move away from the cars because I think I'm very on, like, there should be affordable cars.
For yeah, okay, that's fine.
Because
yeah.
I don't think that's a fair argument point. I think I'm very on the side of, like,
yeah, businesses should get more affordable.
100%. Should be more options. Governments should.
As in, like, but there are technically as well, like, that's an argument for consumers. Like, you, why do you need to have, like, an electric Audi when you could have an electric, like, Honda, which is super
there
cheap.
There is options. You know, how cheap is it?
It's much, is much it cheaper. Affordable? It's pretty affordable, I'd say. Like, a few
would
of those.
Would you say it would be the same as a petrol car?
Like, in today's standard, probably. Like, yeah, okay. It's getting cheaper to make them. Right. And, like, we do have a lot of those, like, more niche, not niche, sorry, more, like, typical Honda, Toyotas making electric vehicles themselves now.
So then
they're pretty affordable. So consumers,
the consumer does have choice.
Have a choice there to, like, pick an affordable.
You just don't want to. Which, you know, is like I said, I'm on the team of we shouldn't have to rely on cars.
Yeah, it should be public transport, but that's a whole governmental issue, and that's
you
a whole different discussion.
Let's not get into that. I want to touch a little bit on the clothing, right? Because there was like a statement made of like 80% of donated clothing is thrown away after being donated, right? Which is like, you know, people are like,
that's businesses. That's absolutely. That's not consumers.
That's businesses doing this, right? Why is there so much stuff that people have that there's so much to donate?
Oh, so that's what you're trying to... No. Okay, one, yes, consumerism is a bad thing, as in, like, people overbuy what they need, right? But, and obviously, there's also an... I know it's so hard for me to stick on the business point, because I love talking about both sides.
There's like, but personal accountability, but also...
as we said, like, consumerism and stuff like that. And, like, consumers realistically should be finding businesses that are known to directly donate to people, like, whether it's the homeless or the people in need, right? They should be finding businesses that go like that, because there are a lot of businesses that donate, but they don't,
but a lot
just
of
touch
time,
it.
The businesses you're talking about is the charity
shops
that are in place that aren't great charity.
You know, like, and that's the thing. There's a lot of there. So, like, this is where I think an argument as well can be made for those businesses, that they themselves have to be more accountable, right? If you're a donation bank for clothes, you shouldn't be like, oh my God, we have so much, just toss it away or whatever and do whatever and only keep the good stuff. Mm-hmm. No, it's like, okay, what isn't destroyed and what is wearable, right? Anything that is wearable, absolutely, this should be recycled, in the sense of, like, whether it's given to new other people who are in need, or they should be, like, you know, used, like, maybe, like, I don't know if how I, like, maybe the cotton should be reused, so on and so forth, any of those things, right? And that's on the business side. That has nothing to do with the consumers, because the consumers have technically done their part. They're like, oh, I have these clothes, I don't need them anymore, they're still kind of like worth some kind of value, you know what, let me donate this. And they've done their part. The consumers literally have done their part there. Mm-hmm. It's now on to the business to be like, hey, we've gone this thing, let's actually try to be good for the environment. Either donate it to people who are in need, mm-hmm. or find or recycle these materials, you know. But instead they're like, easy way out, these are really nice, okay, sell, resell these or give mm-hmm. them away, these are all shit, frick the effort of recycling, just toss them in the landfill. That's on the business. That's completely on the business and not on the consumers.
I'm going to agree, but I'm going to say you're portraying the consumer as a little angel with a little golden like halo around its head. That's like, yeah, it's only these 5 items that I'm going to just put to donation. That's literally not the case. People throw away so much stuff every year.
You're part of the problem.
No, I'm not. Like, with my clothes, I'm very, like, rewear.
Now you're rewear. Not. Yeah, you've moved.
I was part of the problem, right? And I take accountability.
As you guys can see, I'm definitely not part of the problem. I wear the same shit for years.
Yeah, so do I, 100%. And then, like, once the t-shirt is done, it's a rag. Mm-hmm. Like, you're ready to clean the house with.
Yeah.
But I just think that, like I said, you're making consumers sound like these, like, you know, innocent little things trying to help the world. When in reality, it's like you bought that, like, furry onesie with a snowman hat that you can only use one time a year, and now you've grown and now you're like, okay, let me just toss it away. Charity. And it's like, what kind of charity is that? Like, first of all, nobody needs that anyway, you know.
Whoa.
I get it, right? But it's like, okay, now you have 100 onesies that are,
but the thing is, like, we have a lot of people in the world.
We do, but
a few billion of them do need clothing and they can't afford clothing. They'd rather spend money on the food and not on clothing.
Okay.
So it really shows that it's really the business that are lacking, because yes, we have over consumerism and overspending when it comes to mm-hmm. clothing, right? Especially with the breakout of fast fashion, right? Yeah. Which is something I'll even touch about what they can do. But all those clothes being donated mm-hmm. should actually be going to the literal billions of people who actually need it in the world.
And I'm glad that you said that.
You know?
Because why is it up to the individual to clothe the, like, people in need? Because why are they in need? Well, because of the greed of the West and a lot of the corporations that are part of the problem, right? Because they wouldn't have been, and obviously a lot of history of, like, stealing resources. Let's not forget all of that.
Yeah, all these things happen.
So it's like, it really shouldn't be. If anything, the companies that are left with excess of stuff, they should be donating them. We shouldn't take it, like, upon ourselves of, like, oh, I'll just buy 100 things and I can just donate the rest. That's really not how we should see it. If you're planning to donate something, like, you know, there's during Christmas time, usually they have, a basket for stuff. Like, buy new things that people will need, like a blanket or, like, you know, whatever clothes or whatever baby stuff. And like, don't buy something for yourself with the thought of, like, I'll just donate this. I don't know if you remember, there was, like, something that happened in, like, an earthquake or something that happened in one of the countries, and they were going through the stuff that was being donated, and it was like, what? Like, some of these stuff are dirty, and, like, who's wearing these? And then people were like, oh, how are you going to complain about stuff that's being sent for free? And it's like...
Yeah, but once again, like, they can complain, one, and two... Once that's on to the business for not doing their due diligence. Once again, like, okay, you give something, like, as a consumer, you should probably be washing before you give it away. But it's on to the business to double wash that, double clean it, double verify everything, and then.
But
you know,
I mean, that's that wasn't really. It was more charity for a natural disaster.
Yeah.
So I don't know how that's dealt with.
Yeah, no, but still, either way, like, it's just in the. It still comes down to the sense that businesses are meant to do better and they're not doing better, and they, if they do better, the impact is a lot bigger than consumers as a whole, like consumers as a massive doing better. Because, like, let's be honest, most, like, yes, consumerism is what's causing these businesses to do as much environmental damage as they are.
I like that you said that.
But the businesses themselves can choose to not do that much environmental damage.
But why, like I said, why should they?
Just because money is on the table doesn't mean you need to take it all.
People are so greedy.
Yes.
We live
and in corporation, like a... that, and corporations know that. That's why they know you'll always buy the new this, the new that, the whatever. Yeah. And they have the power allow that.
I see corporations as, say, one person, right? as one person trying to sell something. And we're shifting blame on the person trying to sell something versus the person who's buying it. If I, like I said, if I'm selling smoothies outside and more people want them, I'm going to make more. And I see them as that just growing times, you know, 100, whatever. Yeah. And I understand that there's like things that they could do and like Apple's taking the right approach. But I think, oh, why aren't we as individuals also doing our part? Because I think like,
because your part isn't enough. Like, let's be honest. Like, even you taking more green public transport just gets automatically wiped away by a corporation, let's say a private plane corporation, doing multiple flights of private jets a day.
So, fun fact, that's not the case. You actually, know. Statistics show that it's the economic flights that contribute the most to the environment.
Not yeah,
the
because so venture people. But once again, it still comes down to businesses, as in, like, businesses don't have to fly it that much.
They don't.
Like,
they
airlines don't, do not have to fly as frequently as they do. They don't. Like, yes, it would cause congestion. But
people
and don't. Prices would go
people
up.
Also don't. People around Europe, if you're not like in a, what, where on an island like us, where literally it's our only kind of option to leave the country, you do not need to take a flight like somewhere. You should take like a train, a bus, whatever it is. But I think the convenience that's there, I understand why consumers are opting for it, but it's the frequency, the amount. I just don't think
that like airlines can do more. Whereas like in the sense of like, it's terrible, but you can get bigger planes that carry more people, you know, that fit more people in, so you can do more people going through, which means less, obviously, people per thing, and you're not damaging
as much.
Well,
if there's less people flying,
there's more people
using, you know, public transport. And that's the thing, like, the reference that was made to, you know, Zara and, like, H&M, and I've seen environmentally friendly items in Primark that are fully recycled and everything like that. People don't buy them. People are literally, they're right in front of you and you're choosing to buy off Shein. So what kind
but they
of,
can give more. Like, for example,
what kind
like
of take do you have on that?
A lot of businesses like only put like the one or two items, right? Let's say, let's be honest, like most of the time they have environmentally friendly items, but let's be honest, a lot of those items aren't like that appealing, or they
so
don't give
do
enough
think,
options. You what you should be doing right. is be changing your entire line. Take a Primark, for example, especially since they're fast fashion. They should be at least doing like 50%, even to start, of their inventory should be recyclable.
Okay, how do you think demand comes about?
What?
How does demand?
Obviously, you create a hot product and then consumers like it and then they keep chasing after
So if people were buying these environmentally friendly things, they would be forced to create more things.
Also, if people were given the options they wanted in those environmentally things,
but
they would they would gravitate towards those environmental things.
But people want what's trending and hot right now.
And why can't you make what's hot and trending right now, but make it recyclable?
There is stuff. There is some things.
No,
right?
But that's what I mean. Like, like for example, let's say Penny's has five jackets.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's say they have five jackets, and four are very in style, right? And one of them is okay in style, but it's a recyclable one, right? People are like, it's nice, but it's not as good as these ones.
Yes, because.
But if you made four of those jackets recyclable and only one non, and it was still the same ratio.
But you can't.
You would still have more things being used that were recyclable.
I get what you're saying, but a lot of the times it's the plastics, it's the like fake fur, it's all these that make it look a certain way. That's the reason that it looks the way it looks. Like, you know, the plasticky dresses that stretch with all the holes on them. It's really hard to make those recyclable. Like, you know, there's like processes behind it. Like, I think we've seen a lot more options, because up until now people have been crying about there's no options, they're not affordable. Oh well, there's options, they're affordable, and
there's
they're still not buying it.
Enough options though.
There is a lot
and,
of options,
and companies can do better, as in like they, and as I said, like places like Primark and all those things, they choose to not do recyclable material because they fast fashion is cheaper for them.
It
they,
is
they
cheaper,
have they 100%. Have a much higher profit margin, 100%. Right? And if they foregoed some of their profit margin, they could give out more environmentally friendly products. And they're choosing not to. But they're choosing not to, though.
Right,
let's
but
be
why
honest.
Why is it every winter you need a new jacket? Why every winter you need new boots? Why, like, I think people just don't invest in like pieces to have, like, you know, the people who live in like a lot of colder countries, yeah. they have the staples that they, you know, wear them all the time. People just don't do that because they want to look trendy. So why is it not on the individual? Why do you want to look like trendy? Why do you care about what you're posting on Instagram, what you're looking
yes,
like?
Yes, but that's
why
just
is it,
humans.
Why is it new fit every time you go out?
Well, that's why humans. Is that? So if you know they're like that, give them at least the stuff that is environmentally friendly. It is so easy for Primark, Zara, H&M, all to give more environmentally friendly options and put more money towards that. And do you know what? They would still have profit margins, not as big, but they would still have profit margins. It's the thing is they care, businesses care so much about having as much profit margins as they can that they cut corners.
Okay,
like, let's be honest,
like, say,
Apple would not be doing the environmental stuff that they're doing now if they weren't making as much money as they're already making, right?
But which is, it's a good thing for them, good for yeah. them that they're taking initiative. I'm now thinking of, okay, you now have full Zara store full of recyclable stuff. A lot of that is still ending up in landfill. A lot of that is still ending up not being used. A lot of that is still a trend. So you still ended up with, oh, stuff that's gonna decompose in 10 years versus 20. It's still so much waste.
But that's where the other businesses come into play, that they should be donating it properly, they should be recycling it properly. That's on their end. Because let's be honest, not the consumer who picks up the clothes and then throws it in the landfill. It's not them. It's
they
the
put
business.
It in the bin.
It's the businesses that give it.
People like, put it in the bin. A lot of people don't.
Yes.
But
I'm saying, like, once again, if people are donating whatever, right? The whole situation, like, it's onto those guys to be like giving it away.
So, okay,
you know?
Hold on. Do you think people need 5 jackets?
No, absolutely not.
Do you think people need 50 makeup palettes?
No, but because you know that even though they don't need it, they want it, you should make it more environmentally friendly as a business.
Right,
know that you have all the power.
But there is options, right? Like Tala creates beautiful clothes, actually very good material, all recyclable. People are paid a fair wage, you know, all the good stuff. And people are buying it. But why are people buying 50 of them? Why are people buying, you know, a new pair every time there's a launch?
But even at that, like, that's still better off than a majority of people going to Penny's and Shein to buy stuff. It, like, even if they bought 50 multiples of the same thing just because of whatever, it's still better than buying 50 multiples of Primark.
See what you're saying?
Because one business is more environmentally friendly than the other, and it's onto the business to, you know people are going to be like that.
Would stop creating as much stuff if the demand was not there. Like why are we allowing people to just buy so much stuff? Like, why are we, no, not why are we allowing people, why are we normalized people buying so much stuff?
Obviously, like we shouldn't normalize it, but at the same time, because the business knows, they know, let's be honest, they know, and they have the power. Like, in the end of the day.
But if you were a business, you would do the same.
But that's just because of profit margins.
Yes.
It's because of profit
you
margins.
You would do the exact
but
same.
But you should be more environmentally friendly. You should be trying to both maximize profit margin, but also be more environmentally conscious. Because in the end of the day, if the environment goes to shit, you have no one to sell it to. There is no one in the end left to sell your shit to. So you are better off.
If people what?
If the environment goes to shit,
yeah,
everyone dies.
Right.
You have no one to sell your shit to.
But
right?
If people didn't buy, if people only bought what they needed, half of these companies would not exist. And therefore, that would have an impact on the environment. A good impact.
It would. But you're accounting on 8 billion people nearly to make
conscious
choices.
It's not even 8 billion.
You know, like,
because a lot of those billions are not even in the West. They're not even contributing. They're barely surviving.
No, but I'm just saying, like, let's put it all together. You're just asking that many people to. When you can have massive corporations, like, take, for example, is it Nestle that owns multiple companies? If Nestle decided every single company we have right now is going to go towards carbon neutral by this time, you would literally see the graph of environment danger go from like 90% to like 80% in a single instance.
But would you not argue,
right?
That if people weren't as greedy and as, like, you know, hungry for new things, that could be like 30%.
But if every single company, that's also the same argument that if every single company decided to be more carbon neutral, we would see that drop dramatically.
But because, if people decide and
the thing is
excess.
That the thing about it, the thing about the businesses deciding to do that is the businesses deciding to do that has not have no need for the customers to do anything, because once they decide that, the customers have to deal with it, right? They just have to deal with it forever. Whereas with the consumers, right? If they make a decision like, oh, I don't really want to do this, they just switch from one thing to another, right? Mm. Like they have options. But if the business does it, there's no options. Like if every business decides to just go, let's just go carbon neutral, go environmentally friendly, whatever, it makes a massive impact and the consumers have no options, right?
Yeah.
Whereas the consumers can just pick and choose as they want, switching whatever.
And like I said, I'm very for companies providing options or moving in the right direction, like you said with Apple, right? But despite that, if every single person also now still got the new environmentally friendly new iPhone every single year, you're not seeing less iPhones being produced. You're seeing more and more and more and
yes, more. Yes, but the environmental impact would be still a lot less.
And it would be even less than that if people didn't feel the need to
obviously,
buy.
Like,
and also, environmentally friendly doesn't mean they're not going to need cobalt or what is it that they steal from Congo?
Cobalt.
Yeah.
Lithiums.
What if...
Yeah.
That's still having an impact on the environment.
Obviously,
on someone's
like,
environment.
In the end of the
impacted.
Day, in the end of the day, like, the right thing is for both ends to be more environmentally friendly, because there's no... But the thing is, it is a lot easier. And that's one thing about this argument that's easy for me to slide on. It is a lot easier for businesses as a whole to decide to be environmentally friendly than to try ask nearly 8 billion people to be environmentally friendly. Because let's be honest, most of the people who are doing impacts are the massive companies. If you just attacked all those massive companies, like the government decided to force them, force their hands to be environmentally friendly, we would see a massive reduction in
and then
any of the carbon stuff we have, you know, emissions we have. It would see a massive reduction.
And I agree, right? The government being in place.
But the government can't force it, civilians to be, you know.
No, you can't.
More like
and
that.
Why would they? Because they want people to buy. But then on to what I mentioned about Congo. And that that's part of the argument of impact on the environment, because it's impacting somebody's environment. Somebody's life is being impacted for your own gain, right? Or those people working like crazy in China and stuff like that, right? And it's like, okay, like I said, it's environmentally friendly, but also it isn't because of how the, you know, things are extracted from the country.
Yeah.
Right. So it's like,
and that's onto businesses. That's where businesses come play. Literally, like when it comes to that, it's like, yo, okay, I'm
but
XYZ.
So I feel like you're just excusing the consumer.
I was like the consumer's
because
fault.
If
though.
I have a knowledge of this, like it's the boycotting thing, right?
Yeah.
If people have a knowledge of what's going on and we us collectively decide to let's just boycott Starbucks, and that had a 12 billion market cap like impact on Starbucks, which is massive, right? Because people just decided, hey, we don't like what they're doing. And it just goes to show that people's
and
money.
Starbucks still hasn't done shit.
No, it hasn't. But like, it's been impacted like financially, which is
but
what you want.
Let's be honest. Long term, it's not going to really impact them like that.
We
They're
don't know that.
Continue.
We don't know that. What I'm saying is, it's obvious that people's money speaks volumes. Where we spend our money,
obviously.
Like,
but in the end of the day, the company still makes the final decision, right? And that's where like things like the whole cobalt, lithium mining, all those things. Take for example Tesla, right?
Mm-hmm.
They don't have to get a bunch of poor people to do this thing for them and give them no money, right?
Mm-hmm.
They could try to do it in a much, much better way. They can pay these people better. There's so much things they can put in place, right? And it's all on them. It's their decision to do it, but they choose not to, right? If they chose to, if all these tech companies or whatever companies, like manufacturing companies, even oil companies, all these things, were forced to be a lot more carbon aware and more environmentally aware, they would make a massive impact on the whole economy, right?
It
would,
but there is companies that do offer like things, right? Like cars, like whatever. Just like there is companies who offer clothing that's environmentally friendly. People are not choosing them. People are aware of what's happening and still not choosing it because it's like, well, it's not my responsibility.
Obviously,
it's
but if the company was forced to do it, people have no choice.
But why are you as a consumer giving your money willingly to a company who's having such a negative impact on a country?
Yes, because once again, it's a lot easier to force 10 major corporations to change their environmental like effectiveness than it is to change even 2 billion people, right? It is a lot easier to do that because, once again, humans are not a monolith, right? But companies, sure, the fuck hell are, because they all have to answer to somebody, right?
Yeah.
And the thing is, it's a lot easier for you to
set tax in place and regulation. But why do you need to do that when there's options that are already environmentally friendly? But because friendly.
Majority of the big companies are what people are going after
already. But why are so people doing
so,
that?
So the big companies have to be the one to lead the way. And then the consumers will follow.
Look, like Tala, like I said, right? Grace Beverly, like, created that. It wasn't like... let me follow this or that, whatever. She's like, I care about the environment. Let me create an option.
Yeah.
Why are more people not buying from her?
But why isn't Shein doing what Tala is doing? They could, but they choose not
but
to.
But if Shein got no money, they would be forced to close down. They would be for if everybody bought from Tala, Tala would be massive.
Yes.
And so.
And how likely is if? What would you say is a higher likelihood for Shein to become more environmentally friendly because they were forced to by some governmental power, or that whoever billions of humans decide to go and change their mind and go buy from Tala instead of Shein? Which one's more likely to happen?
I know which one's more likely to happen, but I'm trying to say it shouldn't be the case. I think our money speaks volumes. Like,
but
I keep
but humans don't work that way.
But like that's my problem, right?
Yeah.
Because and like
so again, you should go after the corporations.
And again, like you're shopping off Shein, like whatever. There are some. They have some options that are green or whatever. I'm sure the people working the kids working in the sweatshops don't care how green it is. Like, at the end of the day, someone's suffering for you to have something. But people are putting in Shein orders that aren't for like things that they need, basic necessities. People are putting in orders for like 50 million things to just have.
And or like a bunch of Christmas things to just have.
Yeah, literally.
That they
that I like if you're reusing it every single winter, okay, whatever. But if you're just putting it in the bin or like buying something like or not returning it, and it's just the excess that people feel the need to have.
Yes, and that is why it is easier to go after corporations because,
but
once again,
consumers
are just a scapegoat. Consumers are a scapegoat because you know humans will literally argue with each other that the sky is blue.
Yeah.
Humans will literally argue against each other that the sky is blue. There are humans on this earth who will argue with each other that the earth is round, the earth is flat. And that's some basic principle. There are some humans who will even tell you that the sun doesn't exist, even though they see it every day. How can you expect freaking animalistic people who can't even agree on things that they all see with their own eyes to agree on something when you can just attack 10 big companies with governmental like strangulation, be like, you have to do this, and then
but
done.
That's what I'm saying, right? Another thing. We can do that as consumers.
Oh, really? The people who argue that the sun is pink?
No. Here's what I'm saying. We are aware of what's happening in Congo.
But people don't care.
That's the problem. That's the damn problem. That's what I'm saying.
And that's why humans are...
It's individuals that are the issue.
And that's why humans are a scapegoat.
We are aware of what's happening. We have an option. We have an option to make of getting a... secondhand phone. My mom hasn't had a new phone in ages. She just keeps getting it off me. Old one, you know, which is like, she's very environmentally friendly for that. But like, there's an option to buy secondhand. There's an option to not buy an iPhone every year. There's these options that you have in place that could force a company into like revisiting their ways of making business. But we're choosing not to do that.
Because it will never happen. Because human, like, I will...
Humans are bad.
I will each give our closing statement. This is my closing statement. Humans will argue over everything, and humans will never see eye to eye. The same people who think something is environmentally bad, other people will think it's environmentally good. Some people think the environment... global warming don't even exist. Like, and we're not talking like a small minority of people, a much bigger majority than you would think it is, right? And you have so many people who believe this, who believe that, who don't believe the other thing. So you're trying to get all these people to put their money where their mouth is, right? Mm-hmm. But some of them are like on their chest, I don't believe this. I'm never going to do this.
Even
like,
if they see evidence.
Even if they saw evidence, they don't care. They're like, I don't care about the environment. Even take, for example, I was saying it to Nicola, like, what was it? As she mentioned it, it's like this. I would rather drive an Audi than drive an electric car, even though I know electric car is better than the environment, but just because I enjoy driving that car, mm-hmm. right? And like, and I would consider myself someone who tries to be environmentally conscious, but that's a decision I would never consider. And that's very minor. Deep the people, and my car is a diesel, not even a petrol, you know? Like, deep the people who are like, give me my truck, give me a dirty little truck that's giving, and there's millions of them. Millions of them.
Yeah.
There are so many people who will never budge. They will never budge. And they don't give a shit about your environmental bullshit. They don't give a shit about the people suffering. They don't give a shit about any of that, right? And they'll never budge. And if you add that up, it's probably a few billion people out of the 8 billion people we have, right?
A few billion.
I would say it's like 1 or 2 billion. Let me not lie.
Like, I don't know how many people are out.
Like we're not just talking about America.
In India, I think they're pretty environmentally okay.
I don't know, but either way, long term, like there's a
except
few,
the pollution, actually.
There's a few billion people. I'm saying at least 2 billion people that just don't give a shit about the environment, at least anyway. They have other problems, or either they just don't care, right?
Yeah.
Whereas there's probably like 15, max 20 massive corporations that if you slap them with tax and a bunch of regulations, they would have no choice.
This is where the government comes into play. Yeah, and we've touched on that, and I think the government could have a huge impact.
Yeah, and if you
everything.
Slap them, they have to do so much environmental bullshit that it doesn't even matter if consumers don't agree. They don't have a choice. Because if you don't do it, you just don't have the thing, right? Yeah. Like, if iPhones became super environmentally friendly, literally 50% of America's full population would be environmentally friendly, you know? And that's why, like, Apple is going towards that carbon neutral thing, right? It makes a massive difference.
Anyways.
But that is why corporations need to be slapped and forced to do something, because that will make the biggest impact versus trying to get a bunch of freaking humans to agree on something. And that is my closest statement.
I didn't think that was going to be it. I thought it was going to be the people are bad.
Oh, people are inherently bad.
People are inherently bad, and they do bad things.
And they don't care. Yeah, absolutely. That is the statement of my life. Nicola
so
knows.
I'm very on that in terms of from consumer side.
Well, I can't use that
because,
right now.
Well, you can, because people are bad and they do bad things. And as part of corporations, they're led by people who are bad and do bad things. And the government is led by people who are bad and do bad things. So I think we kind of come to an agreement that people are bad and they do bad things.
Yes.
And there you have our episode. Hope you enjoyed our little
hope you
back
guys
and
enjoyed
forth.
Back and forth. It's pretty hard to be on the side when you agree on both sides.
Yeah, it is difficult because you see the other perspective and...
Also, if you couldn't see both sides, question yourself.
You're part of the problem.
You
are bad and you do bad things.
Question yourself.
All right. Hope you guys enjoyed. Don't forget to like, subscribe, comment, and all the good stuff.
Peace.